Welcome to another edition of Black Compass. Another episode, man. What's good out there, man? We live on a motherfucking Wednesday. What up, Pose?
Man, I'm chilling. What is this episode? It's episode six?
Wait, is it six or seven? Rome knows. Rome, what's up, man?
I don't know. I thought you would know, Tony.
I think it's seven, man. I think.
No one can count. Okay. All right.
We're moving fast over here, man. We're moving fast.
Swiftly, right? I mean, so we are treating the day, and I mean me. We're treating the day like it's Thursday, and I don't got to work tomorrow. I don't know why I'm doing that, but Honey Jack on deck, you know. Okay. So shout out to everybody in the live. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We here is four of us right now, and shout out to Polo. Polo is on his way. Shout out to everybody that's in the live, subscribing and everything like that. Make sure you hit us up on the Patreon, on the Twitter. Shout out to the entire motherfucking community. Yo, Pose, what up, man? Pose, talk to me, man. What's going on, bro?
I'm chilling, man. I'm just ready to talk battle rap, man. I seen some announcements.
Yeah,
that was made yesterday. Yeah. I looked at the because I gauged the battle rap community off of the dislike ratio. I know that's petty, right. But that's how I gauge certain things. I fuck with the common niggas.
Okay,
I'm seeing.
What was you seeing? Let's talk.
When they put out the I looked at the upload URLTV.TV. They put out the Rum Nitty John trailer.
Yeah,
dislikes is not lit. It seemed like the people don't really want to see that battle. What do y'all feel about that? It kind of came out of nowhere. I don't. That matchup is kind of just random. What do y'all feel about that matchup?
Driz, go ahead, Driz. I already heard it. Driz be trying to hide the shit. He just don't. Go ahead, Driz. What's up, man?
Didn't really. Not excited, man.
Not excited?
Rum Nitty John, like, where did this come from? Like, I would have rather seen Rum and Briz or something like that. Like, Rum John. Probably be a good battle, though. You know what I mean? That's the thing. You never be a good battle. I'm definitely going to watch it. But out of all the other announcements, this is the one I'm least excited about.
Okay.
So I see a lot of people saying that, and I don't want to be that guy, but I guess I'm going to have to be that guy. What does John have to do? I mean, Tyrese voice, man. Like, what more do you want? I mean, every time he comes to URL, he's doing a favor. He's getting rid of people y'all don't like. Like, he's getting rid of the sagas of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like,
now he's battling someone we like.
So John's not good enough to battle someone we like. We only want to relegate him to people. Like, shout out to Wavy. But he's beating these guys. He came back.
Yeah, he smoked weed.
He ended y'all dreams. He killed everybody's your whole childhood was dead. Like, he killed that. You know what I'm saying? What does he have to do at this point? Why doesn't he deserve the name? He just beat Big K. Why are y'all not excited? I need to know.
Because this is Rum Nitty, man.
I'm not really, because if you look at John's whole career in terms of URL, I remember he was grind time. He was kind of just an in-between dude. And with the URL, he always been fighting for his respect. So that's just been his place in battle rap. For like the last like 5 years, John's place in battle rap was like I'm fighting for my respect. So he just got a stigma with him. He dope though. John is dope, but it's just a stigma that's embedded in me and the fans that we don't want to see John. We've been doing this for years. Every time you see John on the trailer, I ain't trying to see John. But he's dope. It's just something that's embedded in us, I think. Like, we just don't be wanting to see him.
I don't understand where that came from. Like, when did he
I don't know.
When did that start? Because I feel like y'all liked him, and then y'all just turned on him. Like,
it was after the remember the infamous Hitman and him at the hotel? That was dope. Those days was after the Hitman battle.
Yeah,
he was in that fighting for respect mode when it was like, we kind of getting, because remember he used to be on radio stations crying for but like begging top tiers for battles.
Campaign.
He just has a stigma, man. That's all it is. That's all it is.
So John, let's just run through the anthology of John Adon. Starts off grind time, killing. Small Room. Now listen, and this is something that everybody, I think everybody needs to go back and watch John John in the Small Room.
Please go watch. Yeah,
classic. Please go do that.
He had the Odyssey. Like, please, if y'all do y'all homework on John John.
Yeah, before we start getting bonkers here, because I see a lot of comments, and I feel like we need to be cognizant. That's a word, cognizant. We need to be cognizant of what the man has done before. So early John John was scheme heavy. It was, I mean, he's always been scheme heavy, but those schemes was hitting. He was going to war. He was working in them small rooms, bro.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. He was.
I think him in that element will be interesting. You've seen what he did with Moneybags. You've seen a lot of Zay situations. I think if you go back to that, that's some of the best stuff from Grind Time.
First rookie game, B Magic. Classic. That's a small, like, that's the judge y'all about to get. So it's like, hopefully. So it's like, He's kind of back in his element with this one.
Yeah.
I don't think he got enough for Rum, man. Rum, I don't. Rum comes with a lot. I really don't. Like, I really.
Driz got the just woke up voice. Like, you ready to kill. You're like, I don't know why are we acting like he got a chance. Go ahead, Driz. What up?
Yeah, like, I really watched the trailer and I just felt like he's John John's a good battler. I don't think he like really has enough to even to come close to winning the battle. I don't think John Jack can win this battle, honestly. I don't.
Rum has so many things he can flip. Like I said again before the Iron battle, I said he's battling someone named Iron. He's about to destroy this man's name. Well, now he's battling someone named John. He's going to destroy his name badly. And he's also got Bull and Penn to work with.
Shrug
is a lot.
Life,
shrug, life. Oh my good,
It's just too much, right? So you got that part, but let's understand this. I think lyrically, if I'm looking into John John's anthology here, if I'm looking into everything lyrically, this is the best person that John John has battled in a while. I mean, he battled Chilla, right? The Chilla Jones situation did happen, but I would say right now, I'm putting Rum Nitty up there in terms of just lyrically. I think Rum Nitty is ahead of Chilla. I want to see what the culture thinks of that.
Nah, I do. But I do.
I think Rum Nitty's ahead of Chilla.
Well,
so
Rum Nitty's writing today is some of the best stuff we've ever seen. It just is what it is.
Like, but have we seen? And it's just for the dialogue to the comment niggas. It's not for
peace. don't kill Posey in the comments.
Disclaimer game. Have we seen Nitty step outside of, like, I let the gun bust you and gun talk?
Because I don't need to. Gunline King. Gunline King. Don't do anything else.
He tried to, and y'all Tay-Rock. Killed him against for Tay-Rock. It. Yeah. And it sounded terrible, by the way.
He was trash. Yeah. Nah, you're right. I forgot about that.
I'm the fan of, like, I like you for what I like you for. Like, I like T-Top for the drug talk. I like Rex for the talk. I like Nitty for what Nitty do. I don't want to see Nitty get up there and start spelling shit out. I don't want to see that. It's not what I came for.
That's a fact.
Gas chamber. They said I smoked Jew in a small room. Like, Nitty was wilding against Iron Solomon. I feel like he was made for that Smack Volume room, honestly. Like, that's the perfect room for Nitty, I feel like.
I agree. Because he can get those. Because literally what he was saying in that battle, and shout out to Iron too. But that battle, Iron versus Nitty in a big room with 3,000 people, every bar gets stopped. It's gonna be an hour and 30-minute battle because it was that powerful. But let me really get petty for a second. Let's get into the records. Let's talk records.
Let's talk records.
Posey, the high octave, like, let's talk the records. Like,
what are we starting at? We starting with
John John's record though.
Are we
like, let's really get to records. John John's record is very, very good. It is.
Are we starting with his URL entrance? Or are we going?
We can start with the URL record. We can go URL on the record. So what are the clear losses for John John?
Well, let's see. A Verb
was a clear loss.
I think the culture got him a Hitman debatable. I think that's what the culture got, right?
Does the culture got him a Hitman debatable? I always thought Hitman won that one going away, bro.
I don't know. See, it's weird for me.
I thought he lost to JC.
You talking about the battle with John John had a stopped up nose, snot coming down his nose.
he lost it though.
I don't even count that battle. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I'm gonna be real with you. I don't remember nothing
that
from
battle
that battle.
Was on that random smack card.
Where's other stuff going on?
That was the one like, Cardi B like, hosted.
Yeah,
people was like shopping. Like I don't know.
Yeah, shoes.
Yeah, people was doing other shit in the background. But his URL record, right? You talk, you go through Reed, Cortez, Clean Paper. I mean, K-Shine. Yeah. K-Shine, a lot of people say K-Shine got him.
Yeah.
I mean, he dissed.
Well, Shotty, that bitch be shooting out breadsticks. Yeah, he lost to Sean.
He says, man.
He lost to Sean.
Yo, shout out to K-Shine. Yo, that nigga petty. He got Bill Collector out of here. See, this is the thing about John John, right? And this is why I always respected him, because he battled within his class, which is a topic we'll get to soon. But he battled within his class, and he got guys early, right?
Yep,
Bill Collector was on a tear, and he got
he
him. B-Magic, I'm like, there's nobody that's going to beat this dude. When I first heard B-Magic, I'm like, who is fucking with that? He got him. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like between that, and then I felt like he earned his respect with Hitman. Apparently he didn't. I don't know. The coach is weird like that.
He did. 4.1 mil, he did.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got Clean in a battle. I think it's a class. Well, I think what Clean was doing in that first, like, oh, God.
In that second, yeah, that was dope.
Crazy, crazy. But he won the battle, right?
Yeah, he won.
You got the prep situation. You got the wavy situation. You know what I mean? And then you got Verb. And then it's like, okay, then you got the Tay Rock thing, which I hated that Tay Rock battle. I hated that battle so much.
Yeah.
Y'all ruined that battle, too, fans. Sorry, let me.
That battle was trash.
But how many losses are we really looking at right now?
The about the John John stigma was the nigga had that. Remember that whole stealing era lasted for like 5 years. The 4 or 5 years, calling him a thief.
Oh, the stealing.
And then new thieves got like new thieves came along in the battle rap. It kind of made us not care about John John no more. Like,
Yo, Polo, what's good, bro? What up?
Yeah, what up, man?
We digging into the Rum Nitty situation with John John, getting into, and Posey was making the claim that Patient Zero of stealing niggas was John John. He was the original.
But he tried to do like some Mortal Kombat shit where like he take your powers and be like, if I was you, I would have said it like that. That shit got corny. Too bad.
Yeah,
even when you look at the Hitman battle, you go back and watch that battle. A lot of his hardest hitting shit was stuff that Hitman
flips
already
Hitman.
Said.
That's a fact. It. Even Hitman said, "That's my shit. It's hot. Yeah, it's hot. It's my shit." Like even
he did that in all three rounds. He did that in all three rounds.
But he
stopped doing that a minute ago though. Like he didn't take Big K shit to beat Big K.
That's a fact. Okay, so Polo, let's get into that bag. Does that really change things? Because I think that battle changes a lot for me.
It does change shit, but these niggas don't respect these other platforms, man. That event, nice. I think that Jim's shit like ruined all the battles on that event. Like I feel like people
would
never
take the
joint that happened, I think that took away from the whole event, like that, because that's all people were talking about. Nope, that like Big K, all that stuff got swiped under the rug.
Hey, dude, you know, never mind. I'll ask that later. I feel like that's going to drag on. You know what, man? Whatever. I might forget. Whatever. I'm asking now. He just said niggas don't be caring about these other platforms, right?
Okay, yeah.
Does URL, like, let's keep it real. Do URL control the temperature of battle rap? Like, because it seemed like when URL's not having a good year, it don't matter what else is going on. Battle rap just seem to be fucked up. But when URL's like doing good and good battles are dropping, it seems like everything is all good. Like, am I tripping?
No, that's a fact. Like, I remember last year there was a time like around like April, May when there was like no battles dropping whatsoever. When the whole YouTube crisis started, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, what's really going on, and no URL battles was dropping. Other leagues was dropping stuff, but URL ain't dropped a battle for like a month and a half. Like, people was like, yo, what's going to happen? Like, and everybody was saying it was dead, but really, URL just ain't dropped nothing. So, and then it happened again like a few months ago, you know what I'm saying, with the whole pay-per-view. Where's the battles at? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's complaining about the battle. So I think it
I ain't gonna lie, man. King of the Dot, last year, they almost they was like Tom and Jerry, like they almost had it. Like
they had a good run.
They had a nice 3 months, man.
Didn't they kind of self-destruct at the end though?
No, because I don't know. Disaster kind of like, I don't know what happened with Disaster. He started just bombing on them. I think that hurt them a lot.
Yeah.
But they had a nice 3 months where niggas was saying like, yo, they might take you all. Like they was like 10,000 subscribers away. Like that should, they was on their way. But yeah.
I mean Massacre 2 time, right? Because remember that year that Massacre 2 came out. You know, I said that was the best card of that year. And what was that, like 16? I thought that year was very, very close. Like if you want to give it to URL, cool, but I think KOTD that year had it. Like they had some shit that year. So it goes back and forth. But I mean, at the same time, this is one thing that I actually kind of put out there, and we'll get back to John and Nitty too, because I kind of want to get to predictions and all that. But I see what's happening. This whole holding battles thing. And it's across the board. I'm not just talking about URL. I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah.
Because I think we've mastered the pay-per-view.
Bad for the culture.
But is it bad for the – let's break that down right now. And we will segue back to Rum Nitty versus John and Dom. But I just want to get y'all take on this idea of battles just being held up.
Here's my thing. Like, okay, let's say you have a Hitman K-Sean. You hold that battle for 3-4 months. That battle is going to do the numbers that it's going to do regardless. It's Hitman and K-Sean. Now, you have a battle like Snake Eyes versus Mac Mill. They still need the momentum of the pay-per-view. They need the momentum of the culture talking about it. You know what I'm saying? For the views to really get crazy. You know what I mean? But it's like if you let that battle sit for 4.5 months, when you drop it, to a lot of people, it's just going to be like another random battle dropping. It's not, it's going to do 90,000 views, something like that. Like, it's not, they need the steam behind it. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to build these guys up.
Look at Twerking Ill Will. Look at Twerking Ill Will.
Yeah, like.
Got held up for 6 months and it's only at 464,000. Now, that's a lot for exactly. Like, but still, it should be a lot more.
A lot of people are saying that's a potential million view battle. That's Twerking Ill Will that's going to do
that. That's a lot for Twerking Ill Will, though, man.
No, yeah. But I'm saying if they would have dropped, if that battle would have dropped,
worked at 782 on QP alone.
No, but yeah. I'm saying that's a lot though. Like, it's that's a lot.
But I'm saying that battle, but Polo, that battle taking 4 months to drop probably lost it 300,000 views.
That's a fact.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Wasn't that battle on pay per view?
No. Well, yeah, it was.
But I mean, I'm gonna be honest. So that's why Smack already said. I don't know if y'all remember. I think Beasley said it's my fault. He said once they put battles on pay per view, they taking their time with the release. Like, it's already on pay per view. The world done seen it already, so it's like no rush.
Do you think that's gonna help or hurt? Let's say Snake Eyes versus Mac Mill battle when it drops. Let's say Snake Eyes Mac Mill drop 3 months from now. Them holding it for so long, won't that hurt the battle and
I don't think so because if they got to keep themselves active, they can't just rely on that one battle to get them hot. Like, they got to keep themselves active somehow, some way. They just got to figure it out. What's hurting a lot of the new people that is that they wait and rely on when URL is going to drop their battle instead of just going out and making themselves hot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't got to battle a million places, but I mean, it's ways you can make yourself hot. Like,
if your battles aren't being dropped, then how are you? Like, this is battle.
You can drop freestyle videos. Start making your people interact. Like, it's ways.
This is the Polo's point then. Does it force now the battlers, especially new battlers? Because I actually agree that the new battlers are probably the ones who will feel the effect of a battle dropping later. Mm. Does that force them now to go do self promotion? Right, like, does that?
But this is what I'm saying. You should do that already. Like, exactly. That's the mindset. That's the mindset I have. Like, you should do that. Like, if I'm a battle rep and I see URLs not drop my battles, man, I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna took my Instagram file. I'm gonna do some type of free. Remember, K-Sean started doing it, like the freestyle over beats, like the skits or whatever you can do to me. I see J Block 400 just did a skit with an Instagram comedian. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
Like,
fire, by the way.
It was fire. So it's funny. It's ways you can make yourself hot. This is the era of the internet, the media. Like, it's so many ways you can make yourself hot. Like, you do not need to wait
rely on a battle that's gonna drop 3 months from now. Like, it's so many different ways you can make. You just gotta think, man. Get smoke a blunt, put the pen and the pad on, and then get through it. That's it.
That shit got like 2 million views. Yeah, and shit on Worldstar. That shit is funny as hell too. It's just that's what dope. I'm saying.
Like, Jay got 2 million views off a YouTube skit. Now, is he gonna be on the next big URL card? No,
but it don't matter though. No.
But listen, that does help him. That definitely helps him. But don't say that.
2 million skit helps you because
that's a fact.
A bunch of, look at Queensflip. Queensflip started doing the, hey, yo, I want to battle. And yo, that joint went viral.
That is fire. That's
uplifted Queensflip podcast. That uplifted everything he does because people check him for that.
And now look at this. We know for a fact, J400, we going to see him again on the URL card just because of that video, right? When you saw that video, you was like, oh, he getting booked again. Like, isn't that what you thought?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of promotion. He's sitting here with one of the people in Fatboy Gang, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And he's doing what he does. It's promotion. Like, that was a good look for battle rap. So why wouldn't you reward him with a plate? It makes sense. Like, all the fuck shit that's been going on, that's a good look for battle rap. He's actually rapping. Like,
yeah, you gotta think of something. It's the year to be, like, you know, like, thinking some dope stuff. Like, that shit, you ain't gotta rely on. But I do think, but a lot of these battle rappers that's not creative and that don't know how to, you know, think outside about it. It's just gonna hurt you if you're waiting on a battle to drop 5 months later.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And shout out to everybody asking about the skit. I'll make sure we put this out too on the joint. So we'll bring that out for those of you who haven't seen it. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
but
it's really funny.
Taking a look into the culture, most people are saying that Rum Nitty is about to smoke John John. Smoke him.
Nah, I don't think so.
We never
went down Rum Nitty's record.
We never did that record. So we know John John doesn't really lose like that. He has some losses.
I don't even think
he lost
to Bird. He lost to Shine.
Are you running to go see John John? Like, John, the big knock on him is that he's not super entertaining.
He lost to Tay-Rock too.
I mean, I got news for y'all. That boy gets views. Like, that's a fact. So, but okay, let's go through Rum Nitty though.
I got the
high octave for y'all.
What Rum Nitty?
He lost to Tay Rock. Ill Will battle. I wasn't the biggest fan of that battle.
Hey man, Rum Nitty Ill Will was fire.
Hold on. Let's just go down in order. His first
start with Steams.
Yeah, Steams. Steams. That was a hot fire. Ass. Fire. What?
He 30 Steams. But it was a
Nah. Steams got around.
Was that a 30?
That was not a 30.
It was not a 30.
Nah, Steams, they're in Vegas and Steams said, slot machine, I pulled a medal until I hit something. Nigga, that shit was crazy.
Yo, shout out to Steams, man.
That was the bar tonight.
I'm thinking it was a 30, my bad.
T-Rex versus Rum Nitty, what's up?
Okay, but he got
Nitty to fuck up out of there. I'm sorry. Right. Shout out to
Clean. It's not on URL.
It's not on URL. Okay,
But half of John John battles ain't. John John got like 4 battles on URL.
John got a lot of battles on URL. He got a lot of battles on URL. He got Big T, Verb.
And he won all his battles. He won mostly all his battles on URL.
He battled all the top tiers then.
And he beat most of them. He beat, like, if he battled 10 top tiers, he beat about 7 of them.
He lost to Verb, Shine.
He lost the Verb and Shine for
that's
sure.
It.
That's what I thought. And Rock.
He didn't lose enough. Nah. He didn't lose the Rock? I got to go back and watch that.
I think the rest of his battles was pretty debatable. He only clearly lost to me to Verb and Shine. I think the rest is kind of debatable.
He got Reed Dollars the fuck out of here. He got Prep Up out of here, and he got Wavy.
Wavy.
John John has 10 URL battles, right? Or he has 14. My bad, he has 14 URL battles. Yeah. Rum Nitty has 10. They're only 4 URL battles apart. That's not that much. That's real close. Yeah. Rum Nitty has 10 URL battles.
Rum Nitty versus Chess
beat him. This is Chess's only clean performance on URL.
Chess was ever.
Wigging
get the
that battle.
Fuck out of here. He did not beat no goddamn Rum Nitty.
That battle.
Nah, he lost. Rum Nitty won. Yeah, Rum Nitty won.
I had Chess that battle.
I don't even remember.
I recently
Who else had Chess winning that battle?
I don't know. Yo, I had Chess. I had Chess. Chess won. Chess was wigging that battle. I'm not the biggest Chess fan, but he was wigging that battle.
I don't remember that joint.
Who won between Danger Zone and Rum Nitty?
Danger Zone beat him, but shout out to Danger Zone.
Who won?
That's what I thought.
Well, Danger did beat him. Yeah, Danger Zone kind of.
Yeah. Okay, all
right. That's the one where Rum Nitty was like talking to Danger Rounds and like being weird.
Yeah, he was mad as fuck. Like, trust me.
That was skinny Danger. Shout out to Danger. New wardrobe, Danger Zone. All right, Nitty Av is arguably one of the best fucking literally one of the best battles you'll ever see.
Isn't that one of Av when Av took the anemic? Ain't that battle?
That was against
Chess on the main stage.
Av took I think 30 over 40
or some shit like that. I think
crazy
improper fraction. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like something that somebody would say though. Like that's.
I think in that one I had Nitty 30 in that. 30.
Yeah, Nitty.
Really?
I had Nitty 302. Yup, that's a fact. I had Nitty 30. I had Nitty 302.
I swear to God, bro. Every time I watch that battle, it's fire. I got Nitty winning every round. Every time I watch it,
Me too. He
cleans him way up. I ain't gonna lie.
I could have swore the consensus was that was a crazy classic, debatable battle on the level of Converse.
Nah, it ain't debatable. Ah, hell.
On the level of Converse, sir? No. Oh, nah, chill. Yeah.
Hell no.
This was a better back end.
Not like no Converse Surf. If that was a boxing match, that was like the last six rounds of Creed. Like they was boxing. Converse Surf, yo, them niggas was boxing, bro. Like every line was a haymaker for both of them, bro. It's not hell no. That's one of my favorite battles. I'm not gonna let y'all disrespect my anyway. Rum Nitty Charlie Clips, he cleaned up Charlie Clips.
He got clips up out of here.
Ill Will battle was very debatable. Tay Rock,
I like that battle.
I ain't gonna front. I was fucking with Ill Will that whole battle.
I was too until the press conference. I was there. I was like, it's not gonna look good.
Oh,
yeah,
you were there?
I was like,
I was there too.
Yeah,
never mind. I got Ill Will that battle. I remember that now.
What? How does anyone have Ill Will winning that battle? I have never understood how anyone has on the low
Nitty three piece on the low.
Exactly. Thank you.
Nah, we're not doing that over there.
I'll even Lincoln in the chair.
I don't think that battle going his win column. It's a debatable.
Yeah, that's like a debatable man. We got Tay Rock versus Rum Nitty.
I was in the hotel loading rounds for cousin. Big rounds.
I had Tay Rock. I hated Rum Nitty third. The training angle, that was horrible.
Absolutely terrible. That's when we all found out that Rum Nitty can't angle. What?
Yeah.
John can do that.
Nah. I don't want to hear that he can't angle. He just failed miserably once.
Come on, bro. When have you heard Rum Nitty execute a good angle?
T-Top failed a bad angle against Surf.
Well, I mean, that's fine. But he's still known as a great angle.
We're talking about Rum Nitty right now.
I've never heard him do it.
That's why I say he did it once and he did it terrible. So
T-Top angles all the time. He did an angle versus Snow. He did an angle. T-Top angles all
the time. All the time. That's a fact, but it still happened. So Rum Nitty just swung and missed.
Okay, so Rum Nitty lost that one. Mav Hoffa Cortez. Yeah. I had Mav Millie Rock over the button. I had Mav Cortez.
I don't know. The Cortez kind of got... Cause it got bad for rocking up first. I thought he was about to get bodied.
Nah. Yo, Rock second round and third was out this world. His second round was crazy.
What happened with Nitty in the second? Like a fight broke. Something weird.
Yeah, we was right there.
It got weird.
I think that took Rum out his element, and that turned Rock all the way up because Rock started wigging.
Yeah, because Rock is from the Petty era, so he's just like, all right, this is perfect. No, I'm good.
He turned Super Saiyan Blue. But Mav Hoffa and Cortez versus Ill Will and Rum Nitty. I had Mav and Cortez.
Really?
Are y'all counting that battle?
I'm not counting the 2-on-2. So outside of that, you have the JC situation. I think JC won, and then you got the Rum Nitty Nitty versus Trez. And by the way, Rum Nitty versus Trez and Rum Nitty versus JC, those are great battles, bro. Those are really fucking good battles. Like win, lose, or draw, whatever you want to say.
Did JC 3-0 them?
I had a 3-0 in the building.
Yeah, that was a clear 3-0. Actually, now I remember that. I'm going to be right.
That was debatable.
I remember a lot of people saying that was a 3-0.
They did. Out in the building, they definitely did. I was there.
Hey, yo, Posey, the Rum Nitty fans are like how the JC fans are. Like, that's the new.
It's like y'all be giving Rum Nitty. Yo, and I'm not even going to front. Outside of URL, he took a lot of L's. But we only took, I guess, tonight is the night we only count.
Shout out to any other day, 30 clips.
In any other day, we count outside league battles. But now, today.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Hey,
yo, Polo, man, don't get petty with us, my nigga. Like, come on,
he
man.
He took a lot of L's outside of URL, man. Whew.
Ah.
But,
all right, okay, so we ran down the resumes. We got the resumes.
We ran down
Chef Trez too. Don't forget about Chef Trez. I think
with Rum Nitty, his track record on URL is only better because there are clear fucking wins and one and definitely a couple 3-0s in that motherfucker. So
I think his track record is better than John John?
Hell yeah. On URL.
Yes, sir. I ain't jacking that. Hold on. Let's go through John John resume.
We already did.
Put that Fonto leaf down.
Nah. Wait. While I was on the phone, we went through his resume. John John versus B Magic. Classic battle. I had John John. The 2K line was one of the best lines I ever heard. John John, oh man. Yeah, John John got a lot of wins. What y'all talking about?
Is John John and B Magic a classic? Is it a classic?
You bugging. That's a classic.
I don't think it's a classic. Yeah. I like that battle.
Yo, that's
a lot,
one of my favorite. Dumb niggas was wigging. Some John John was on his John.
I like John John Bill Collector. I fuck with that battle.
I really love that battle.
That was one of my favorite battles too.
Yo, Bill Collector, y'all niggas don't be want to say it. Bill Collector was fire in that, man.
Nah, he was on
that UConn, that Mac 10 Husky, bullet tip women and kids, Sandusky.
and then when the nigga did the scope shit, I'm like,
it's a nigga from Japan.
Yes, man.
But the thing was, I think that we look because Nitty got better work on URL. Like, he got better rounds, like more memorable.
His rounds is
better work. But
if you just look at it, on some plus minus shit, like on some basketball plus minus, John John
beat JC. John John beat JC.
Why your voice cracked like
yo,
some plus minus shit.
Yo, Posey, John John beat the nigga that 3-0 Rum Nitty. So, I mean,
I hate when niggas do that. I hate this. I don't like when niggas do that.
Who 3-0'd Rum Nitty?
He beat Verb.
JC.
No, he did not. Don't say that.
Oh, boy. Yo, John John beat JC. John John beat Cortez.
What? JC won.
John John beat Clean.
JC beat John John. John John.
No, he did not. No, he did not. No, he did not.
My nose is running. What are you talking? Like, he lost that.
No, he did not, man.
I like
no,
all of this. By the
John
way.
John beat. He beat. He clinked Reed Dollars. He got Reed Dollars legend.
Yeah, he body Reed Dollars.
Hella body here. He killed Cortez.
Oh, no, that first.
Okay. Rum Nitty 30'd someone that beat John John. Rum Nitty 30 clips. 30. He 30 clips and clips smoked John John. Bad.
I don't know.
In the Clinton quiet smoked John John.
Yeah, in the quiet room. He had the first reaction in the quiet room. He smoked him.
Nah,
that was DNA laughing in the background.
That was not DNA, man.
Look at all.
That was not DNA.
Polo, who you got winning?
I got John John. I already Rum Nitty, them punchline rappers is not.
What?
I got John John.
Yeah, I'll take all bets on this one.
Listen, man, my PayPal is open, man.
My PayPal is open. Don't be talking to niggas like that, bro. I got 75 on Rum. I'll take that. I'm taking that too.
Best 75 with me too.
Okay, I bet it with both of y'all.
That's a bet. That's a bet. 75.
Everyone's drunk.
Y'all heard it here live.
150 off y'all. Hold up.
Nah.
Let me ask this because this brought us up to a couple of different topics here. Who in this battle is the pressure on? Who has the pressure on Rum Nitty?
Pressure is on Rum Nitty because everybody expect John John to lose. Like, it's no pressure on John John. Like, he's already expected to lose. Rum Nitty is expected to kill John John. So if he even go in there, it's debatable at $175. So you know what I mean? No. Nah, John John is gonna win though. All jokes aside, like I'm dead. Like I know
John. I feel like John John got more pressure on him because, like, you don't really see him on URL like that. Like, and you said it yourself. People don't be really caring about a lot of these other leagues. Like, they don't really be caring like that. So it's like you can't get smoked by Rum Nitty. And something Posey brought up a long time ago with Twerk and what URL does. Y'all remember how URL was holding that Twerk ill will for a long time? Posey brought this up. The second that Twerk didn't have the greatest performance, I don't know what battle it was, that ill will Twerk came right after that shit. Son. They have Rum Nitty iron. If something goes wrong with Rum Nitty,
man, they have every.
Yo,
nah, don't say that because they got Rum Nitty DNA too. They got Rum Nitty DNA. That's in the two. That's a 32. That's another 30.
Listen, bro, when Rum Nitty hits rock bottom, they are going to drop something to save him. So he's going to be all right.
He's got two savable.
Yeah, he'll be okay.
Yeah, he's got two.
Nah. First off, John John is already quote unquote. It's like a cold war between URL and the bullpen league. So
that's why we definitely need to show up.
John John,
yo, this nigga Polo been watching the History Channel. Go ahead, Polo, talk, nigga. What's up?
John John coming in clean Rum Nitty. He's going to be on every bullpen league station talking about how he cleaned up URL number one hitter, bro. He's coming to kill him. I just watch him kill Big K.
Nah.
Big K to me, I'm sorry, Big K. I like Big K more than Rum Nitty. So I just watch him kill Big K. Oh,
them Big K rounds that he had is nowhere. Them things would get smoked badly by Rum Nitty in a volume room. That was not enough. Not enough.
John John's going to death, man.
It's in a volume room.
Talk to us, man.
I'm a Posey.
Posey, go ahead. Let's go to with the pressure angle, and then after Posey, I want to hear what Rome got to say on this pressure bit. But go ahead, Posey. What's up, man? Talk to me about the pressure, bro.
I'm gonna go with Jonathan. I'm gonna go with John John Don, and I'm gonna see. I'm looking at his resume, and he never clearly loses. So I'm gonna just go with him. I'm gonna see what he could do. Even though I want to go with Nitty, I'm gonna see what my vets could do. I'm gonna go with John John. I'm gonna see what he could do. And the pressure is on John John. Been doing a lot of calling out of the Twerk, Nitty. Who else he calls out a lot of these new guys. So.
He coming at Hollow.
Surf.
Hollow, so.
He called out Mook. Like,
I ain't going front, man. I'm wrong. I'm about to let you go. I just want to say, yo, I seen John John live, man. He got way better, man. But he around killers on Loso and all these bullpen. He around killers.
So they writing for him now?
Now bullpen got now bullpen's full of great killers.
They got some killers over there, man.
Give me five killers, man. Killers.
Punchline champ is fire. Bad News fire. Loso fire. I don't really know. y'all like Punchline champ?
No, not after what 40 did to him. But
PC.
That was a pretty bad one, man. That ain't gonna.
It was a bad look. Wait, but okay, all right. So Rome, give us the pressure angle, man. What's up? Who got more pressure on?
Like John John easily has more pressure. Like it's not even
easily.
Wow. It's not even debatable for real. Like John John has to win. He has to because if he comes in there and gets smoked by Rum, he has to come there and at least have a debatable. Let me say that. If he comes in there and gets smoked by Rum Nitty, it's like, it's John John. Like, and then he goes right back to being, it's John John for the rest of his career. So it's like, who do we give him? We can't give him no one serious. Let's give him this guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And what did Beasley even say in the trailer? Nobody wanted to take Rum Nitty. Rum Nitty was offered we can't say the names, but Rum Nitty was offered some people. Rum Nitty was offered, and they turned him down.
John stood right tall, nigga. He ain't scared of nothing.
Exactly, and he gonna die standing up. He gonna be bad, man. Rum 2-1 clear.
After he win, man, my PayPal is open. I prefer cash yet, but PayPal is cool. You know what I mean? So I don't like to wait 2 days for my money. But John John's going to got that. So it's just, man.
Nah.
So let me ask this.
I'm excited about this battle, too. This going to be a good battle.
I'm actually very excited about this, too. I think that the pressure is on Rum Nitty. I do. I think maybe that might sound crazy to y'all, but I think the pressure is on Rum Nitty. I think John John the Don is a very good battler. Whatever you think about him, because to me he's not the most entertaining, but he knows how to battle. And this opens up the whole thing. Anglers
versus punchers, man. Mm-hmm. Great anglers versus great punchers. We've seen this in a small room before. We've seen it go bad. We've seen it go bad for punchers. We've seen it go bad. So I wanna know.
We've seen it go good.
Yeah, let's make.
Yeah, let's get this out.
Great anglers versus great punchers.
This has been like a common topic, like a standard debate topic for battle rap. But the people now if you could get me a cool 18 bars of Goku schemes, you can win a battle with
That's what I'm saying. It's like this punchline. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't think if you're excellent at angles, you can win a battle. But now I feel like people don't care about angles as much. Like, you can literally rap about every appliance in your home and win a battle. In the sink, in the TV. I let it burn the couch, the... Niggas will cheer for you.
The blade at the
bottom.
You can
beat a nigga talk.
I hate this era, Posey.
Nigga can come in there and talk about your mother, father for 3 rounds, all real personals, and you can beat that nigga talking about a TV, chair, books, dishwashing liquid.
Car parts.
It's like, the whole debate doesn't matter anymore. The angles versus, it literally doesn't matter.
You can beat them with broken seat belts. Like,
niggas nowadays, man, yo, a nigga could literally know dirt on you. Like, yo, you ran on your man, you left him in there, and you just say something about Dragon Ball Z, you won. Like, it's like, I don't understand this.
Shout out to the live, B-Rod, I see you, bro. Nitty versus Solomon. I mean, this is a great example here.
That's definitely a great example, though.
Nitty outside the round. He's pretty beatable. Nitty did not beat Iron Solomon. Stop it.
Nitty beat Iron. What? Oh, what round? Nitty beat one all three. Name a round that Iron won. Let's go. Let's talk.
When this drops, I cannot wait for y'all.
I can tell you what Nulu did. I even
that was the only debatable round. That was the only debatable round. The smack scheme with the hand,
like with
that
the
smack scheme. What? Oh my god! Right, that nigga Iron was on. Is in his bag.
And so still we've wasn't seen enough. Great angles. We've seen great angles win battles. We've seen great angles almost damn near in careers. I'm gonna be honest with you. A great angle will fuck your whole world up. Ask X Factor going up against Goods, like. The Earl shit, the fucking getting on a nigga clothes and just breaking down somebody's style, coming after them. We seen what Swave YK situations, the O-Red situations versus Swave. We've seen all of these things happen before. So it can happen, but I think having a great angle and executing an angle is taking a big risk, especially in 2018 and the four-card era.
And one last comment. John John took B Magic, a hungry B Magic, and lived to tell and tell. Like, what else is it? Like, B Magic was super fire that battle, and John John was super fire. So this ain't the first time John John seen a punchline style rapper. Like, this is the first time to me Rum Nitty is seeing, like, a dude that's going to take him serious as an angle style rapper. Yeah. So I definitely like John John a lot.
He just battled JC.
JC's not an angle guy.
He's not an angle guy. That's not what I'm saying. But that was a bigger matchup than John. What?
Yeah, but point.
That's not my point though.
It's a harder. The whole angle. Okay.
Yeah, that's like if I'm saying, yo, a nigga about to go get Steph Curry. He shoot mad threes, but he battled LeBron. Like, nigga, what? That got nothing to do with nothing. That's the complete left.
Nah, he hasn't battled any anglers. The closest thing he battled was Math Hoffa and Cortez.
And they won.
I had Math and Cortez
That's always been my favorite type of battle. When it's properly, when you just saying something that we don't really care about, that's when they look bad. They get dry, like super dry spots. But angles is always going to be my favorite type of battle if they dope.
Yeah, that's a fact. And it's like John John has like that Sirius Jones like style. Like, he don't never lose. Like, he never loses. He knows how to win a battle. He goes in, he picks you apart. He knows how to win a battle.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's dope. That's another one that's been brought out there. And overall, the whole thing is shaping up to look pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that, man. But I mean, it's a lot of other things to get.
The whole topic of the, if battle rap went mainstream, topic came up the other night. We was talking about the mainstream battle rap. If there was to do this Total Slaughter 2, if Eminem said, because the album flopped, he came back and was like, fuck it, I'm going to fuck with y'all.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Who would y'all want to, in terms of these new stars and what we know now, 2018, these new stars, what people would y'all want to see on the Total Slaughter 2?
Word.
And what would be the newer format? Like, how can we change it to make it kind of battle rap more? Because it was a little mainstreamish on the show. What could they change to make it? Who do we want to see, and how could they change it?
Who do we want to see, and how could they
change it? I want to see. I mean, I think you definitely have to have the champion back. You can't. You have to have the winner of Total Slaughter 1 return. So yeah. I definitely would want Rex, for sure.
It's a cheat code.
How could you how could you change the show or the you know, the grand finale, the battle?
Even the cast too. Everything is up for grabs.
The preparation, how long people got to prepare, that's a huge part now. Like, you know people now.
Yeah, prep time, yeah, that had to be. But I don't know. I like kind of like we just come, we don't know who we battling, we going in the house.
Yeah,
we
I got like
the best run. Like I like that, but I understand people don't this new people, they don't really subscribe to
they
that.
Don't have bars. They don't have rounds like that.
Yeah. Like random bars. Yeah. People would be like, nah, I start writing when I got an opponent. Like, is that it?
I would definitely want to see, like, the, you know what I'm saying, the young. I would like to see a mix of, like, you know what I'm saying, the Rexes and the T-Tops and Calicos. But I also like to see the Snake Eyes and the Riders thrown in there, like mix it up some, you know what I'm saying? Where it's not just all vets or it's not just all of the up and comers, you know what I'm saying? Mix it up because it's still pride, you know what I'm saying? The OGs don't want to lose to these young niggas. That's, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So I definitely would want to see it mixed up. Yeah. I would say, I mean, you could give them, all right, I'll give you niggas a day of prep, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think they got like a couple hours to prep over there or something last time. You get it, all right, this is who you battling tomorrow. Night, you got all day today and the morning tomorrow to get ready to battle this person. You know what I'm saying? I like to do it like that.
If it's on a day, put twerk in there. I got him winning.
All right, we know, Rome. We know. Come on.
He wrote 3 3-minute rounds in a day.
I would never guess.
He wrote 3 3-minute rounds in a day.
I think for me personally, give me a better house, number one. I mean, I
like the couch movement.
But I do like the couch rule. I like the couch rule. Like see if your ass on the couch, bro. Like, what are we talking about? So I like that. Give me a better house. Give me maybe better judges or give me some guest judges on top of that. Incorporate elements of the culture, right? So make this a thing where the actual culture gets integrated. Like, incorporate a Jay Black or, you know, I mean, the Caps, like people that's credible in the culture, Queen Slip, bring them on as judges, as people that's just in the episode and shit like that. Let the mainstream understand the culture, because this is even the way that we all talk about the culture is very different. You know what I mean? The way that we grade battles and things like that. Show more of the process. Show a motherfucker just sitting in his room coming up with the, you know what I mean, with the shits. Like, you don't got to expose that to his opponent, but show. Because I've seen, like, battlers and shit, and I've been on the phone with battlers where they like, yo, Tone, I'm thinking of it like this, and I'm thinking of it like that, and that. You know what I mean? They got 5 different ways I can say this line. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, they all kind of hit. So show the levels of complexity of how people write and what they're trying to convey and all that. Like really show the art of this shit. And I feel like they was getting at that in Total Slaughter, but it's more ways to do that. You know what I'm saying? I like the house concept. I love the K-Shine appearance. Oh, and K-Shine and Verb. Oh, God. Oh, that was great. Yeah. Yeah. Allow guests over there, bro. Like, because that helped. That sold the shit out of that.
Oh, yeah, let me ask y'all this, too. Shout out to my man, Luke. We had this little conversation about the when you watch a battle, right? Like,
yeah.
Like the old battles, when you were seeing, like, because to me, the cosign is super important. Like, if for some reason, just how my brain works, if I hear Verb or Mook or somebody go check out him, go check out this dude, go check out Raptor, I'm rushing to see what Raptor got. Don't it hype you up more to watch the battle when you see, like,
Raptor? Yo, like, shout out to Raptor 3000.
Say if you, like, New Jersey Torque versus Clean, right? You see guys like Goods in the back. Like, for me, seeing them guys around the battle makes it more important something to me. Like, yeah, it's like, damn, these niggas, yeah, this, seeing them co-sign them, it makes it more important. When I just see a battle with random niggas, Tony Bro in the back, a random nigga, it just don't give me hype. Like, nah, I don't care about that.
Shit, right on me. All right.
Like, in 2013 or some shit, in like 2013, Hitman was out in Carolina, and that's when he was shouting out T-Top and Briz crazy.
Yeah.
And that, like, validated, like, yo, that, I know that made niggas go click. Like, who are these niggas? And I saw him. I was like, yo, this chubby nigga is crazy. Like,
make you want to tune in. Like,
you know what I'm saying? You don't see Hitman just being like, oh, yeah, you got to go check this nigga out. He dope. So when he did that, it was like, all right, he don't really just say that about anybody. Let me watch these niggas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I feel like the cosign needs to come. I need the cosign.
Like, I didn't know about it. I didn't know about Official until Averb said, go watch her.
Exactly.
I mean, and you know what? It's a couple ways to do it. Maybe you don't incorporate the super top tier dudes, or and maybe you just keep it. You know what I'm saying? Because this is one way to do it, right? You keep it on the, you know, not the suit, not your Conceiteds, your Hitmans, your Head Ices, your Thesauruses. Maybe you get it so that it's just under that, and you have them show up. You see what I'm saying? So like, while y'all writing rhymes, Head Ice just show up on some like, what y'all niggas talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly,
whatever.
Exactly.
And you show him mentoring them. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yo, nah, when you do this, this is how, like, maybe you want to pause with that. You know what I'm saying? You have Slave show up and kind of giving them game. Danny show up and doing the same thing. And so, like, maybe you would, if you do have a twerk, a rider, Snake Eyes, like, whoever, A Ward up there, and you see him getting that. You know what I mean? You see that interaction. I feel like that, because this is honestly, like, audience. Behind the scenes, I'm pretty sure all of us have got them calls, like, with MCs, and they do that shit, like, right? Like, they running through their shit, and you're like, I don't even know how you thought of this shit, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. That shit hot? I don't even know how you did that. So it's like, just show that process, show that mentoring and shit.
Bro, I think that'll go a long way.
I think they should
also do some shit, like, not where they just, like, battling each other, but kind of like, like, getting to the essence of battle rap. Like, it'd be dope if them niggas was, like, out New York walking somewhere and niggas just start battling some niggas outside. Like, how battle rap really, really was. Like, a nigga could walk up on you with some rounds anywhere.
Fire. Like, if I like
shit
that.
Like that happened like on that. The show, like, that shit'd be dope to see them niggas
hell
all, like,
yeah,
a cypher circle battling niggas. Like, what? That shit'd be hard.
That's a great idea. Like somebody like motherfucking Diz, like he scoop up one of these niggas and shit, or a couple of these, you know what I'm saying? He down somewhere in LA, like, yo, we just gonna walk around and see what happened. And he done already set it up to where he done got a couple people just in the field, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, oh my, yo, you battling? Oh, that's Diz? Oh, your man battle? All right, cool. And he just spit some shit, and now you gotta respond to that. It'd be dope to see what people do in that. You know, because that's really how it was and shit for a lot of them.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be ill, bro.
I just think the cosign, it mean a lot. But I feel like the bridges got burned during the Civil War era where the PGs was beefing with the top tier. So I don't think niggas don't care about cosign anymore.
Yeah.
Total Slaughter 2, by the way, needs to happen. Now that we're talking about the shit, goddamn. I mean, we could, at some point, you know, that'd be kind of dope. You know, Eminem, shout out to you.
Goddamn. Album was terrible.
Terrible.
wait, let me circle back real quick. Given what is on the Smack Volume 2 card, and shout out to Jack Daniels because it's hitting right now. But given what's on this right now in terms of what we see, is this card shaping up to something that we were saying that, I mean, I know the price point is what it is. Is this starting to shape up to something that's worth it for y'all and for the culture too? I mean, this is a cultural topic, right? Like, how would you grade the card so far? And is this shaping up to something that you would see people making the investment for?
The headliner, it's shaping up. Like, but I feel like, knowing how picky we are, like, I'm in my battle rap brain right now, so.
Yeah.
We gonna look for any reason to not have to pay full for this. John John and Nitty, I'm not paying for that. Like, even though it was, we like, if you don't see Lux on this, 45 is too much.
Wait, this on, it's on volume 2?
Yeah, well, see, so volume 2 is 45, and they said that they was going to raise the price after some time or whatever.
Yeah.
So right now, the card stands at Arse versus Hollow, John John versus Nitty, T-Top versus Big K, O-Red versus Cortez, right? Mm-hmm. So that is where we stand right now. And I mean, I guess it's a question for the culture. What else would have to be here for you to be like, nah, yeah, this is the one. I think this might already be better than the last one. Am I bugging by saying that?
Yeah, nah, this is worth 45.
It's better. It's better.
You don't think it's worth 45?
Well, matchup wise, is it? What was the last one?
The last one featured Briz versus O-Red, Trez versus Chess. You had JC versus Twerk, Danny versus K-Shine, and and Av versus Magic, right? So I think just off of that, I mean, I may be leaving out one or two or whatever, but I think this card is definitely levels above, right?
Like on paper, I think because we've seen it like that, like one we know, it's like we like kind of don't care about no more. On paper, that's a crazy card though. Av, Magic.
How many more matchups can the fans
Trez,
expect?
Chess?
Yeah, Trez, Chess, yeah.
Yeah, but nah, this one.
This is better. These four releases are already better.
Hollow Verse also look better than everybody.
Yeah, Top Big K is. Yeah, that's crazy.
Top versus Big K is way better.
I think it's already better. Yeah. I mean, Iron
and do they got more announcements going or not?
Yeah, they got a few more.
It's more battles on it? Oh, yeah, this is way better. Way better.
And given the, I don't want to take the goons and goblins angle, but
yeah,
I think it's justified. Like if you are a battle rap fan, I think this one is justified. I'm gonna be honest.
So what if they raise up to 75?
Ooh,
yeah.
What do you think they're gonna
raise? Whoa.
Up?
What's the raise? Yeah, that's
75. You out your mind now. You're 75. I don't care.
Listen
to me. I don't care if Murder Mook was making sandwiches off. I said, I'm not watching.
Come on.
75, nigga.
Well, I don't know. If they make it 75 this time, I bet next time you go buy that bitch early. I bet that, though.
75, though? Man. You wildin'. I'd rather hear Fergie sing that national anthem three times, $75.
$75?
Yo, that's crazy.
$75 is crazy.
Hold on, man. You know, if you see Murder Move versus Sue Surf on Volume 3 or something, you paying for that.
Yeah, $75? No, that's not.
$75.
Yo, and I'm going to be real. But, and I know the pay-per-view going to freeze a few times. So, like, wait.
Nah, avocado, that's been perfect. It's been perfect.
Nah,
yes.
Shout out to Avocado.
Oh, yeah. Nah. If my guy Avocado doing it, 75. Ooh, that's not that bad.
Nah, hell nah.
That's almost a Floyd Mayweather fight. Now I think about it. What?
Nah, Floyd fight's 100, but
it'll probably be more entertaining than the Floyd fight. Let's just be honest here.
At Floyd fights, you get to go to a bar, you get to watch. I gotta watch this. I gotta watch this in my little my crib with my MacBook and all that. Like, come
we're
on.
We're almost,
man.
You know, honestly, we almost getting to the point. I could see if we continue to progress that there'd be like watch parties, right? I already know that some niggas do watch parties and shit and
for battles.
Yeah, go to the bar type of shit. Like I've watched actually one pay per view at a bar before, which I am like I wasn't expecting that, but niggas ordered it. Like, cool. So
what? Yeah. What bar was you at?
It was in the Bronx. I mean, it was dirty. It was smoke filled, nasty little.
Watching battle rap pay per views at a bar is crazy. Like
I know, right? Isn't it? Yeah, but it was. Yeah, it was cool. So we'll talk about that because that was fun. But yeah, so that card is looking cool, you know what I'm saying? And and there is another topic, another topic that I kind of wanted to get to, and shout out to Jay Black. So this topic is important. I mean I don't like to get into a lot of the other shit, but the blogging thing. So is it just me, or is Jay Black being treated kind of crazy? Like, and I'll just unpack that by saying he did something to provide incentive for battlers to take their entire, year seriously by providing a bag, a belt, a whole ceremony, right? Stamped and approved by a lot of media, credible media, and say, hey, this is the guy. Why does it feel like I could be wrong? Why does it feel like Jay Black is kind of being like there's no appreciate? Like, I don't know. Like, are we at a point now where the well is so poisoned that
people care more about the bullshit than they do about the good stuff? That's why.
Wait, so explain what happened. Wait, what happened?
So it just seemed like it seemed like Jay Black did this whole, you know, he put together the whole champion thing, right? Which I was a part of. Shout out to Black for putting me a part of that. You know what I mean? And you know, wanted to put something together where he put media in there and provide their input, you know what I mean? And have this thing, right? Where he's given a nice ass bag. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest, it's a fucking great bag. Very and a nice belt. And a symbolism of saying this was the guy, providing incentive for battlers to take every battle seriously, and at the end of the year is judged. Why is he being killed for that? Is it just me? But I kind of feel like
I'm gonna be real, man. I just feel like it's just people. A lot of people are mad that they didn't get the $10,000. Once people hit ten, I guarantee you, if it was no money on the line, nobody would care. But the fact he gave somebody ten bands,
then like, they got scrutinized because it's like, that, okay, you taking it, all right, so let's really look at this then.
I think it was fire what Jay Black did. That was some bullshit. It was innovative. Like, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Even though people feel like he might have gave it, you can't do nothing perfect in battle rap. He probably gave it to the wrong person, people think, but as far as him trying to take a stand and make people perform better, that you got to give him credit for that. I don't know why people are mad.
If anything, that y'all should be looking forward to December.
And like you said in his blog, he took some shots at other bloggers. If y'all have an issue with what he's doing, do your own. Put $5,000 up and make your own created award.
Shout out to Organic. I thought that was the perfect.
Yeah, I thought that was a perfect rebuttal. Make your own awards if y'all don't like the champion belt and the $10,000 thing.
And if anything, battle rappers, y'all need to be quiet because y'all got these bloggers putting up bread for y'all. Y'all need to let them debate they shit and let good get, but y'all wilding like.
And that's one of the parts that's super like, just like, because nobody had to do this, right? Like it creates a whole nother angle for battle rap, right? So I know this year that's going to be in some of y'all rounds. Like if y'all, I can imagine somebody just handing out a nasty body bag, like, "Hey, yo, Jay Black, it's you better be a consider this for champion of the year, my nigga." Like looking in the camera, like, and that could hit. You know what I'm saying? So nah. I feel like it's a good incentive. It provides another thing to talk about, and I don't understand what the backlash is. Is it just because you feel like was there not enough look into the process or what? Because I don't know. And we got to examine the role of the bloggers and media in this shit. I mean, I don't like to, you know, get into the bullshit, but yeah. You know, I'm just saying. I don't want to do
the cliche because it cover more battle rap angle, but because yeah. Something like in my common nigga brain, I'm entertained by a lot of this. These niggas be doing. They like they be unlocking different storylines. I didn't know. Like so, it's like in my common nigga brain, it's like. I need something to hold me over until they get the battle.
There's no battles, and this is the other thing.
Like, but then this too, wrong. Let me say this too. Like, how many times? Like, all you hear is 2-1, 2-1, jock. Like that get boring after a while. In my comment, nigga brain, it's like, bruh, I need it to be lit. Battles like one of these niggas get it lit because it's hard to stay. Like, I need like so if it's a way that we can tone it down a little bit, or yeah, because. Cause it seemed like it's kind of getting extremely real. I don't like how it's real. Like people bringing up like people like I ain't gonna put. It's like if y'all bloggers could tone it down and still make it like y'all we if y'all could do a more wrestling like where y'all not super real, then it could be dope. But it be getting out of hand. I don't like the extra stuff. Like
there's no. Yeah. I think it's like to the point where there's nothing else to do when a battle comes out. We've already watched it on pay per view, so we don't even recap it. Like I've literally people are asking me, "Yo, where's your JC and T-Top recap?" I already recapped it. Go look when the pay per view happened. I recapped it that night. Like, I don't, do I need to recap it again now that it's out? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Man.
Even if you look at the NBA or even sports, like it's a lot of drama in between the games. Like
niggas going to each other's lockers.
But I feel like the battlers need to give us some more drama. They don't have to be. It don't got to be real drama. They gotta do more too. The bloggers shouldn't have to keep doing. I feel like the bloggers feel like we gotta help them. Like the media, they gotta get involved. Like
they gotta get it themselves. That's
sell the fucking battle. Period.
They don't know how to do that.
Sell the battle.
Like have y'all heard any promotion from Smack Volume 2 Battlers yet? Any?
Thank you. I'm waiting.
Where is the Smack Volume 2 promotion, Arsenal? Where is it? Hollow. Oh, no, I shout out to Hollow. I seen him do a live with 15 minutes of fame. Shot, but that. T Top 2. Where's at? Yeah. No, I have not on the card. Who the fuck else is on the card?
So some people are saying that the you know, the response on the pay per view angle is that, first of all, niggas be recapping too quick and should wait until the actual release comes out. The actual
release?
See, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Because I think there is a lane for the up to the minute, hey, this is my snap reaction off of it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Now, doubling back, maybe that's a little bit tough because it's like, damn, I already kind of did my whole thing here. So, like, you want me to double back and talk about it? It's just a little bit weird. So, maybe bloggers need to negotiate that.
Bloggers are needed. Like, what will we do? Like,
that's what I'm saying. What are we going to get?
Like, what will we do? Y'all do get crazy sometime. Y'all do get crazy. But, I mean, in between battles, like, we be going, like, mad long without battles that we care about dropping. Yeah, it'd be battles dropping, but it'd be, like, my park people that we don't really know or care about.
Yo, the My Career My Park shit is hilarious.
And the My Park guys, they don't sell their battles. The top tiers don't sell their battles. Like, we got to look to Roman them to just stir up some bullshit for the, like, to get it lit. It's like,
yeah, it's sad that right now, man, bloggers has got battle rap more lit than the battle rappers. Like, that's horrible.
The bloggers are more known faces than a lot of the battlers. I'm sure there are certain streets that Rome can't walk down without getting stopped, that a lot of you battlers can walk right next to them and people won't know who y'all are.
Now, that's a fact for some battlers, but I ain't gonna lie, I'd be the other way around with me and Twerk. We'd be at the mall or something. Be like, yo, Twerk, and I'd be like, damn, like I'm Rome. Like, niggas don't even, yo, can you hold the camera? Like, damn, like, it's all right. Like,
I do think y'all should talk more about, like, I think y'all go too far with the blogger on blogger shit.
That's a fact.
Like, niggas, like, I don't know.
In what way?
And then, I mean, just like y'all will drop 19 blogs on each other that be an hour long. Like, back when Chris and Caps went at it, it was, all right, listen, I'm about to give you 8 minutes to work and clean you up and get you out of here. That would be like,
yo, niggas be dropping intros to the blog. Like, 8 p.m.
And I get it.
I got an hour-long blog, man. I get it. It's called Sherlock Holmes, Sherlock Rome.
I get it though. I get it because you could do 30 minutes or 45 minutes. You could put ads in. Like, I get it. I understand that. I'm not oblivious to that. But I'm saying, like, it's like, come on. Sometimes it's too much, man. It's too much, bro. I'm gonna be honest.
I seen one blog. This nigga right here. Yo, listen. I ain't gonna say no names, but if somebody's things on my helmet like this, oh hell nah, fuck that. I don't know. Y'all doing like, a lot.
One more thing is, like, here's my thing. All right.
Yeah.
I watch the bloggers. I watch all of them for my own for different reasons. Some of y'all, I don't really know y'all battle rap knowledge. So I'm not going to all of y'all to hear like the real on the sport, because I don't really know if y'all can. Like, do y'all know the different eras? Do y'all really know battle rap? I don't really know that. So some of you, I'm going to for strictly entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Like, So if you're entertaining me, then cool. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to you for your battle rap knowledge. Sorry. Not all.
I know it's super petty, but, and I don't want to take a shot at the bloggers, but I only look at the bloggers now for entertainment. And that's kind of crazy, but it's like, that's all I look at it for. Nobody, yeah. I'm not going to get insight from the bloggers no more. That's kind of, so y'all might have to step y'all game up in that aspect, but as far as entertainment, y'all bodying it. Y'all
hilarious. Got
yeah, like y'all.
Some of this shit is so far away from battle rap.
But exactly, it's like I thought y'all started blog. Like, I'm not saying on nobody before. I'm just saying in general. Like, I thought bloggers started blogging and talk about battles. Like, now when I hear blogger talk about battle, I fast forward. Like, I don't want it. Like,
yeah, I gotta hear the. Yeah, I gotta hear the bars.
Let me hear the drama, man. What's the drama going on? What's the drama?
Yeah. Bring me right to the shits. I want to hear the shits. But I mean, that's one thing. But I do think it's needed. I think there's things that maybe could be cleaned up. But hey,
I get it and I don't get it. And it's okay. It's all right to be entertained and shit. And we would never tell you what to watch and what not to watch. That's not the purpose of what we do. But I think bloggers are needed. I think innovation is needed. And as a fan too of this shit, we can't shit on somebody for trying to add something new. You bring your critiques. You bring, hey, yo, I think this is fucked up. I think this is whack. But it's a way to do that shit. If somebody's actually really 9 bands, like I put up bands.
What? Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It's no fucking. I'm gonna be honest with you right now. If I like the way some of y'all was acting, I'm like, I'm not doing this again. For what? Not the way y'all acting. What?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Like, so it's just, I don't know. That's one little segue. I kind of wanted to get that one off. But let's do this, because I don't feel like, and shout out to the Glueezies of the world and Twerks and so on and so forth. And I think there's a couple other people I can name. Why does it seem like there's not enough battling within the class thing? Like we're leveling up too high. Like, does anyone else feel like that? Because... Wait. I feel like there are battles. Like, oh, okay. So there are people that I feel like, you know, had the opportunity to jump. Like, so, okay, so Trez, when Trez jumped back in, he didn't, it wasn't like he had multiple battles within it. Like, was there multiple battles within his class? I mean, he beat him and Ryder battle. And then I kind of feel like.
He went straight to Mike P, right?
Yeah, like where is the inter. You know what I mean? Like
that battle happened because of promotion, though. So shout out to promotion. Goes a long way.
I mean, that's cool. That's cool. But I think part of what made that old PG class special is, and even T-Top's class, they all battled each other. They battled each other, bro. You find out a lot of shit when they battle within each other. Like, it will break down a lot of all that smoke and mirror shit goes away.
Ryder was supposed to battle Glueezy, but then they teamed up. Like, I mean, four out of seven are on the same team. So what you want to do?
I hate teams.
Damn,
hate
all teams. All the last class are on the same team.
I thought the era of teams was over, though. Niggas still
fucking nightmare.
I thought the era of teams is over, though. Niggas is still teaming up.
It's the Goonies and Snake Eyes. That's the last.
That's what. Yeah, so the team shit, it's just like, that was a nightmare scenario that we had all talked about 2 years ago. Whereas, like, I can't, Jack Boy and Ryder is never going to happen, right? Yeah, that's never going to happen. Glueezy and Jack's not going to happen.
Nah.
It's like, shit, these are, even those two are great, those are good battles.
Who want those battles?
I would like to see it. Shit, I want to see who will win.
Anybody else would like competition to see that? On the phone? Anybody want to see Jack?
I'm not really looking at
Jack
big.
And Blue.
Jack Boy and versus who? Ryder. Is anybody on the phone excited for that?
Nah,
you don't even fuck with it. I mean, because now it seems weird even fucking saying that because they on the same fucking team. But
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like the team shit. Maybe that ruined it, but I just don't feel like it's enough battling within like. Even if it's a class below you, it's like
you gotta look at that.
Yeah,
class.
I'm gonna be real, man. This year, I want to see the veterans battle more. Like, I felt like I had a whole year last year to my part niggas battling, man. I want 2018. I'm excited for the veterans, man. I'm sorry. I want to see the veterans battle more.
I thought last year was a year of the veterans. We had Tone Montana back. Like, we had
who?
We had Hitman. Like.
Nah, man.
We started off with Tone Montana.
Yeah, Boston. Yeah. What? Yeah, Tone Montana, a veteran?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a veteran.
About to have triplets. He's a veteran.
Tone Montana's a veteran. 16, he did that. He did that same scheme like four battles when he nicknamed his gun Ninas like that. He's a veteran.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, niggas.
Wow.
Stop nicknaming y'all guns. All right. So Calico said. Shit. Calico said that he wants to come back, and he said he put out four names here, and I want to hear the win loss record if he was to battle these names and who niggas would be excited to see him battle. Okay. He said Clips,
loss,
Diz,
win,
Rum Nitty, and New Jersey Twerk.
Loss.
What is Calico's record at the end of this situation?
Because you said wait. Go and say it one more time.
Calico said that he wants to battle Clips, Diz, Rum, and Twerk in no particular order.
But what do you think after those four battles? What would be the record? What would that shit look like?
0-3-1
I think he's gonna be 0-4 I think he'll be 4-0 I think he'd be though. I think he'd be.
If I'm going off his last performance, he's gonna lose every battle.
but hold on, Posey. Did he lose his last battle?
He beat
the Brit top tier Briz with T Grizzly line. So it's like,
but all right, because that was a mishap in that battle. Nicky was on the stage.
Mishap.
Is he gonna go stand? He's
killing Disaster. I think he gonna beat Nitty. He's smoking Disaster. Disaster can beat everybody. What are you talking about?
Disaster
lose this to everybody. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I got him.
Disaster would get Calico. What?
He loses to everybody. What are you smoking right now? He loses to everybody.
Like,
Disaster lost to a nigga Cassidy saying his.
But I think
yellow like Bumblebee.
I think Disaster's performance against Tay Rock was better than Calico's performance against Briz.
He got smoked by Tay Rock.
But a lot of people are saying that Briz. Niggas are saying that Briz did not lose against Calico and Polo, you smoking rocks.
That was a debatable battle.
Calico beat Briz. It should not even be fucking debatable. This nigga was using mixtape. He was. What was Calico talking about?
Nothing. That hash brown gonna go good with a McGriddle in that? That makes no sense.
That's my point. He styled on that nigga, and he's made a battle debatable. A nigga on stage styling on you, and he made it debatable, and you're supposed to be a top 10. Man, don't even get me started on that one. Calico will beat Disaster. I think he will beat Rum Nitty. I don't think he'll beat Twerk. I'm gonna be real. I don't know about Twerk, but
Twerk Michigan record. He haven't lost to nobody.
Yeah, he hasn't lost.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real. I don't think he'll beat Twerk.
God, the Michigan gauntlet, Lord.
That'd be hard, but I really think he'll beat Rum Nitty in Disaster. I'm 100% sure about that. The clips, I don't know.
How is he beating Rum Nitty?
Rum Nitty is not that crazy to me, man. So y'all, he the god. This nigga's not that crazy.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Like I fuck with Rum, but. I see what's happening. I get it, but
he's
I've seen
the
this
newbie
movie
magic.
Before,
it's
man.
Like I've seen this movie like
seen
four
this
times
movie.
Already. Like it's like
yeah,
I've
seen
it. And they all end up turning to be magic now.
Rum Nitty is not versatile. He's just not, bro.
He doesn't
he's
need to
very,
be. Nor do we want him to be.
Good. No. He is absolutely elite at punching. Absolutely fucking elite. Name flips.
That is all we want him to
That's
do.
That's it. Shit. Until he run up against one of them. One of them nasty angles, one of them
That's
nice
what I'm
breakdowns.
Saying. It's like, I like to
and
the,
all
to
that
the
shit
new
won't
hold
matter.
On, hold on, to the new era. This new era where y'all like write shit with a chart and y'all break down the bars and you put this one go here and this one go here. From
yeah.
From
calculator.
But to the old era where that's the, he a one trick pony. Like that's all he do. I seen B Magic do that already. I was in the era where B Magic was in his prime, cleaning niggas up, doing the same thing Rum Nitty do. So it's like. He only punch like that's that. I seen that already. I seen that too many times. He don't do nothing that wild me.
Man, listen, man. Nitty's still Ron dangerous.
I'm gonna have fun taking your money, man. I'm gonna have fun.
Okay, all right. Rome talking like cheap money.
Yo, when John beat me, I don't want to.
That don't
hit,
even sound right. When John beat Nitty, that don't even sound.
John beat me, I don't want to hear. Yo, I don't want to hear. Yo, wait till it come out on YouTube, man. I gotta see how it come on you. Nah, man, I don't want to hear that, man.
I hate wait till it come out. Yo, wait till it come out. Like, nah, nigga, nah, give that
nigga,
bread up
nah,
right
nigga,
now.
Get that
Monkey
shit up, man.
Is Tay-Rock versatile?
Yeah, Tay-Rock is very versatile. That's why everybody was mad.
Let me hear this.
I can tell you how Tay-Rock's versatile. Because that's the reason why everybody started saying Surf Rock started writing for him. Because he switched his style up. He went from not only punches, but angles to schemes. He did a whole bunch of other shit. So,
hold up.
Where are these angles? Where are these Tay-Rock angles? Let's talk.
He did schemes. Tay-Rock don't scheme?
He's been scheming.
Tay-Rock came up with this.
He was scheming.
Bro,
he added that later though. I thought.
Yeah, he added that when he became cool with Surf. He switched up his style. He started sparring with another great, and that's what happened. Like.
He battled Calico before he battled Surf, right?
Yeah. They was already
yeah, that
cool.
Was a, yeah, he did a
yeah, but yeah. They but they been they was cool, bruh.
That was a scheme.
But okay,
he was
so
in that battle.
But Rich Dollaz and O Red Tay Rock is very, very, very different than fucking Ill Will and Calico Tay Rock. very different. And it's not even the same. Like there's a whole level of, I feel like he stepped his shit up a lot with that in both of those situations.
My nigga, I think niggas forgot Calico on his A game will clean a lot of people up like that. You seen what he did to Surf. You seen what he did. Like him on his A game, he cleaned a lot of people up, bro.
So Pose, well, and Driz, what are we? Because I think, I don't know. I got the feeling that Calico is gonna go 2-2 in this situation. I think if Calico takes those guys, he's going 2-2. You see what I'm saying? I think he's gonna get Diz up out of here. You know what I mean? I think he's gonna get he'll get Clips, but I don't know. Lately, Clips has been on some other shit. Like, I don't know if it's protein shakes. I don't know what's going on.
It depends on the clips you get. That's the only reason. It just depends. Clips, I don't know. It depends on that Clips. You never know what Clips you're gonna get, man.
But Rum Nitty and Twerk, dangerous.
Yeah, that's the dangerous one.
Yeah. That's when it would get weird. Okay, so if you Calico, what of those battles, which one do you take first?
I'm taking Twerk first because Twerk just came off a loss to Wavy, and he a little like he that's like his first clear, like, well, that was like his first unanimous loss. So I would try to beat him while he's still injured. Like
Never mind. All right.
It don't matter, bro. He took an L to the world. So like to my eyes, he injured. I would take him first.
To my eyes, he injured.
I would take him first, right? You know what I'm saying? And then I will go.
After Twerk has a bad performance, he always smokes the next nigga badly. So I don't know why you want to do that.
Nah, I would take Twerk first, man. Trust me. Yeah.
Are we getting Grizzly Cow or are we getting Brush Cut Cow?
Brush Cut.
You're getting that cow.
If it's Calico versus Cone Clips, hoodie I cow. Feel like no one's going to try.
Wait, what?
If it's Calico versus Clips, I feel like nobody.
Yeah, I don't really like that battle either. I feel like this new
Clips, man. Clips rejuvenated, man.
He's smiling and dapping each other up after every bar. Shit. Like, I don't like that battle.
Was he
at
smiling
all.
And dapping up with Young Cannon and Big Cannon? He tried to fuck
them
up.
It's a difference, though. You talking about Cal and Young Cannon. Like,
yeah, so why would he go harder for them? Why wouldn't he go hard for Cal? That's what I'm saying. Like, why would he?
Because they like on it, like kind of like the same top tier level. Like, I just feel like it's a mutual respect between them. I don't know, man. And they both like
come up there joking about his dreads, like
yeah, you're gonna get a whole bunch of freestyle. Take Grizzly, you're gonna hear Calico talk about Wild, and I don't like that battle at all. To be honest,
ever since it was your first day out, whoa,
we not fucking with that battle. I wonder what the culture thinks on that battle, man.
Click one if you would want to see Clips and Calico. Click two if you can get that shit the fuck out of here. DNA voice,
All right. All right.
I want to see that. I don't know why.
Well, the culture likes it. The culture wants to see it. I see all ones.
I like the battle.
It's the same nigga type in one, man. Pharrell type nigga. One like 40 times.
The same type nigga. Nigga said one, enter, one. So that's cool. So we got that. I think that's real dope, man. I think Calico being excited to battle again is dope, and him incorporating some of the younger guys that maybe a year or two ago he would have never battled is good. It's a sign that, you know, vets coming back. And I'm going to be honest, man. Some of y'all vets coming back this year, some of y'all going to get fucked up. Let's not. I mean, some of y'all going to get fucked up. It's a different game now, man. These niggas got work for y'all. They've been watching y'all and shit.
Like Jupiter.
They've been, you know what I'm saying, studying the game tapes and all that. They got some work for y'all. So don't come back thinking y'all just going – collect the bag and just show up half-assed. They got three rounds. That's Calico, Rum Nitty got three rounds for your ass. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Like, believe that shit.
Bad.
And rules. I mean, he's going to have some work for Calico. I think that might be his hardest situation. But
yeah, I think I got Rum winning that, too. I got Rum winning that battle.
Yeah, I got Rum 30 in Calico. Badly.
Jesus.
Badly. You said you got who?
Rum Nitty 30 in Calico. Badly.
This nigga's crazy. This nigga's crazy, son. Yo, what? Go ahead. Never mind, man.
Yeah.
Calico don't even be saying bars that make sense, and he's going up against Rum Nitty? Stop. Come on.
Listen, Cal about to... Cal about to work.
People
man.
Are gonna Cal, be listening to what Rum Nitty says and be like, "Oh, these are crazy lyricists." And then hear what Calico said. This nigga ain't saying shit.
He don't have to do that. But see, this is the this
you
is the thing, and this is where you setting you starting.
Nah, but this is the thing. Calico was going up. Calico was going up against Briz, two people that don't be saying nothing, just make their simple bars go land, and it worked.
Yo, man, listen,
but you,
man,
if you going up against that, somebody that's punching and going crazy with the lyricism and make you think about it, what? Like, nah, come on, Calico getting 30. I'm sorry.
Yo, listen, man, you, Calico's from that era, that era where it's way more than just punching. You have to be a complete battle rapper to actually be a battle rapper. This new era, he'll clean half of these niggas up. Rum Nitty will be an easy meal ticket for him. Like, come on, you bugging right now.
Damn, I am seeing a lot of 30 body bags with Nitty.
Exactly. Thank you.
Because Nitty is like, nah, but yo, Tone, it's like Nitty is like the god of these new fans.
He's like yeah, he's like the guy. They done moved on from
JC. I don't understand that, because when he got his ass whipped by Tay Rock, niggas was quiet. Rum Nitty fans was quiet, nigga. You could drop a pen and the Rum Nitty fan would not say nothing. Now niggas is talking again. Come on, man.
Damn. Okay.
That's a fact.
All right. All I know is that we saving all the files in the bet. Shout out to the Discord. All the bets are saved in there. I see a lot of bets in there. I see y'all. Yeah, they betting a lot in there. You know, when these shits drop, you gotta pay up or leave. Like,
oh yeah, you get banned. I'm already banned. Somebody.
You're not playing. You're not playing with that.
Man. That Super Bowl.
Pay up, bruh. But
niggas still paying for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I banned somebody already.
Listen, bro.
You nigga said, I got you next week. I banned him.
So,
yo, listen, man. This polo, I'm in the best shit right now. I got John, man. If anybody want to take on, man, what's
I
up?
I got Rum Nitty. Yeah. I got 75 on Rum Nitty with you.
75. These
yo, that's going to be a light 75, too.
I hope it's light. I hope he's giving it up as light for you. I hope.
The confidence. All right, so they caught Tekashi outside.
They didn't really catch him. Go ahead.
It's two niggas. Two niggas got out of an Uber and, like, they saw this nigga. It was like, yo, that's Tekashi.
They caught him leaving. I mean... And we just talked about the fact that, like, he was out there just talking, like, he was saying a lot of things. He had a lot of things to say. My question is, this generation can't fight. First off,
y'all cannot jump people. Y'all do not know how to fucking jump people. It's like, this nigga got
Brooklyn.
This nigga got a punch, like. Y'all hit him. He got right back up, and then y'all got your ass whipped. So it's like, yeah, if y'all gonna jump somebody, at least make some, like, I don't understand this new era. Like, this is crazy.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I thought when you jump somebody, Posey, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought when you jump somebody, it's supposed to be like, why y'all doing him like that? Oh my god! Like, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was supposed to be like, damn, yo, you got jumped. Like, you don't even know what. He looked just disheveled. Like, his clothes are tattered a little bit, and that's it. Like, what is going on? I don't know.
Nah, but I seen a full video. Tekashi people actually, they was arguing. Tekashi people just snuffed this nigga mad hard.
Yo, that was not a snuff. Yo, he shoved him with his fist. Like, I don't know what that matter, man.
They snuffed him. He fell back. They ran in the street. They started wrestling. Nothing happened. None of these. It looked like these niggas was throwing fuck. I don't know what kind of punches. Nobody was hurt.
It was more bodies was flying than punches. It was like.
Yeah, it was like niggas falling over each other. That was the worst. Yeah.
Niggas was more worried about getting hit by cars than hitting the other nigga. Like,
I don't know. Like, the nigga was came out with worse. A full health bar. Like, the nigga that got beat up. The nigga got an extra mushroom and got back up. Like, yeah, nigga.
This nigga Tekashi got knocked down and got right back up. Realized he dropped his flag. Went and grabbed his flag and then started fighting again. I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah, extra mushroom?
What? Yo, what got me, though, I ain't gonna lie. That first punch, like, how it started, that's what got me. Like, he went halfway to his face and then stopped. I was like, nah. And then it's like, fuck it, I'm gonna keep going. Just kept going. Like, that shit was not.
Yo, if you wanna see how to jump somebody, just watch Hell Rail in that fish market. Dumb niggas. Dumb niggas. They went, that's how you jump somebody.
And we are civilians up here, and I've been jumped before. That shit wasn't fun. It was nothing about the like the whole. Let me just get out of here real quick. It wasn't no real quick. It was like a nigga had to you know, you ever had to get up and hold something when you get up? Like, you ever had to do like roll and like not crawl? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ever had a nigga like you use a nigga as a crutch, like type shit? That's getting jumped where I don't know.
I
couldn't respect that jumping, man.
And then y'all did that shit at LAX. Like, what? Like, come on, man. That's like beating somebody up at Disneyland. Like, that's so stupid. Like, yeah. I don't know, man. This shit, LA, y'all took an L for Takashi. He got He got all his money. He's got to perform everywhere he wanted to perform. And now he on Instagram like, I'm still pretty, all this stuff. Like, y'all ain't do nothing. He's toying y'all. So it's
it was rapper beef, man. You know nothing was going to happen to nobody, man. He ain't checking with no gangsters or talking about shit about no gangsters. So it was rapper beef. Rappers just rap at the end of the day.
Yeah, he was beefing with Trippie Redd. That's who allegedly had everything. All right,
so Kawhi Leonard watched Black Panther and just said, "Fuck it, I don't want to go back in the game. I want to get traded from this boring ass team."
He requested to be traded.
He doesn't look like he's going back. I mean, he's been medically cleared. This nigga ain't. He seem like he trying to get the fuck up out of there. That's the story.
Man, that's crazy. No, I heard they were resting him to the playoffs. I don't know why they was resting him to the playoffs.
Nah, that injury is crazy. Like, he could barely walk.
Yeah, he got.
But he's been medically cleared, though.
Nah, they said Greg Pak said today he'll be surprised if Kawhi Leonard returns at any point this season. Wow.
Wowzers. I mean, Kawhi, like, I don't know. I like that team, but I don't like that team. That team is dope 4 years ago. That team is not like it's just okay now. Like I don't think that team
I feel like it's because him and LaMarcus. Because if you remember last season, LaMarcus Aldridge was hot the whole season about him not getting the ball. Pau Gasol and Kawhi touched the ball, and then he was like he wanted to leave, and they kept him. So I think. That had a lot. I think they didn't like each other, and the fact that they kept LaMarcus made Kawhi like, all right, fuck you niggas.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's saying he going to the Lakers. I don't know, man.
He's in New York.
Why is everybody on the trading block going to the Lakers? Y'all got to stop doing that.
Listen to me. Listen, as a Lakers fan, it's because we need someone.
LA has had a bag for the last 4 years, and y'all got Timothy Mozgov and Luol Deng.
Hey, listen. Yeah, that was because of some Mitch Kupchak retardedness, all right?
Like, yo, Kawhi Leonard coming to the Knicks, bro. Low-key, he been in New York for the last 15 God. Days.
I hate New York now.
I hate y'all.
No, I'm reading. It says he's been reported in New York. Like, he's been in New York for the last 10 days.
They said the same thing about KD and Kyrie.
Paul George, everybody. Like, yeah,
they said that about LeBron. LeBron by the house in LA. LeBron
I hate both of these fan bases for this reason.
Yeah, I got a lot of Lakers and the Knicks. They do be the main team they're supposed to go to. Bro.
Yeah, niggas, everybody's supposed to go, and nobody ever comes to me. We'll get Tim Hardaway and Joakim Noah. This shit is crazy. And LeBron, they saying LeBron, it's a high chance LeBron might go to Golden State next year, man. They're just saying that.
If LeBron goes to Golden State, bro, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Y'all killed me for it last time, man. I'm becoming a big hockey fan. I might really have to. Shout out to my Eagles. If my Eagles wasn't what they was this year, it would have been a dub of football. But if LeBron really go to Golden State, like, I'm outside in a Rangers jersey. Like, I'm done. This shit's
LeBron
trash.
LeBron's not doing that, Tom. He's not doing it.
Damn, this shit is so crazy. Well, I don't understand. What's going on? That's so crazy. I realized they said Kawhi Leonard only played 9 games this season. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't.
Sheesh. Wherever he go, they're going to be lucky as hell because that nigga can ball.
Nigga who?
That nigga. He tired of not having fun. He just don't smile. Struggle braids. Like, he going to get a Caesar immediately.
And I also feel like,
I feel like it's the fact the Spurs keep re-signing all these old bums. Like, that strategy worked. Like, why is Manu Ginobili still playing? He's like 42.
He's fire. But
Pop know how to take them type of niggas to the play. Like, Pop know how to take them niggas deep in it. He get whatever he got and take them niggas to the playoffs. Pop always do this.
Yeah, but it's like, for what though? Like, for Kawhi to be the only nigga coming out limping, niggas tripping on his ankle and shit. Like, he like, come on, man. And then real talk, man. Y'all let this Zaza Pachulia injure him. I ain't seen nobody run up on Zaza. None of that. They just, everybody was like, well, it happened. Sorry. Like, nobody did nothing. niggas like, come on, man. That's, if he was playing with anybody else, they would have ran down on what you call it, man. They would have ran down on Pachulia.
Yo,
that's a fact.
Ran down on Pachulia. Said no one ever. What?
Nah, right, DeMarcus Cousins is about to beat him to a smithereen.
Yo, listen. DeMarcus Cousins, like, if basketball wasn't a thing and he just had to be a civilian, like, out here in the world, fuck that. No. No.
Niggas don't want that fade from the market.
No, man. No. Him and Z-Bo, like,
yeah.
No,
him and Z-Bo, like, the two.
Not they, fighting they these niggas. Not without, like, I need help. I need assistance in some form. It's no fades wrong.
I don't know why y'all think that basketball niggas can't. I beat the fuck out of Shaq. I'm so. Have y'all seen Shaq throw a punch? I will beat Shaq's ass badly. Have y'all seen Shaq
punch in the game? Yo, him versus Barkley? Oh, my
Posey
God.
Posey just ruined Mad Bags just now. Like,
bro, Shaq don't even know how to fight, man. I fuck with Diesel. He can't fight. I beat the shit out of Shaquille O'Neal.
This nigga Charles Barkley locally cleaned up Shaq. Yo.
I'll beat the shit out of Shaq. Yo.
Have y'all seen Shaq fight, man? He can't fight, my nigga.
Nah, he can't fight for shit.
Listen, a nigga, man, that big listen. Never had to fight. If you think of it, like, he ain't ever had to fight nobody. Too big.
But I mean, how you going to Shaq like 7'2", 300 and something? How the fuck? Your little punch is going to feel like you punching clay. It's going to bounce
I'll
right
beat
off
the
this nigga.
Shit out of Shaq, man.
Where did I'll this come from?
Yo, that's the name of this episode. I'll beat the shit out of Shaq. Shout out to Battle Rap, man. Posey. I don't even know what to do with that. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't either, man.
But overall though, man, it's real dope. I think there were a couple battle drops that came out. I did watch a couple things and all that, so I wanna shed light on that. I don't know what's in the water in Jersey. Shout the bonus, but him versus Cannon the Beast, very good battle. Go watch that shit, yo. Go watch that. And I'm still going back to him versus Deuce, both on Bullpen, by the way. You know what I'm saying? So go check that shit out. That shit is actually very fucking dope. So and I'm saying it twice because, you know, whatever. Zeus the God versus Easy the Block Captain. Zeus is one of my favorites out of NYC. And Easy the Block Captain, low-key, might be the best, quote, new nigga, even though he's not a crazy new nigga.
He's from Philly?
Bet one of the best in Philly right now, Easy the Block Captain, in my opinion. For sure. Like, he's that good. Chef Trez versus Young Smurf came out, too. Watch that. It's actually good. I didn't expect that from Smurf. There, and yo, this... These names be killing me. Mosh Jelton versus Cali Smooth.
Yo, niggas is getting worse and worse with this.
Yeah,
name.
No. Shout out to Cali Smooth. I actually like that battle too. And then there was Top 10 versus Reaper Rel. And if you want to see a crime scene, B Magic versus Clone Drop too. So check that out. And yeah. And I did hear that there are a couple guys in the pipeline for PG type activity, then I'm looking forward to that. I'm actually looking forward to, I don't want to reveal everything, but this new little class of guys coming up on the PGs is going to be all right. I just need us to add Strick to the list of people getting PGs. Shout out to Strick,
said,
wherever he is.
Nigga said creative prayer segment.
yeah. Like, whatever. Listen. I'm cool with that. Because, but everybody that I'm saying, one of these niggas one day is going to be Briz. And y'all going to be like, I've been a fan.
Yo.
Whatever. Like, yo, it used to be, who was this nigga for Briz and T-Top? Trust me.
Nigga said Russian. Smoke break. Oh,
man. Yeah, I got a question, though. I got a question. Like, I feel like we just kind of skipped over this topic.
Okay.
Is B Magic's career done?
Bruh.
Come on.
Yeah. Bruh.
What's up with you, man?
If you got to ask that, a nigga career is done.
Yeah.
Not really, because let's be real. We've asked Big T, is Big T career done? Like,
oh, we didn't even talk. We had talked. I guess we talk about that Friday. Big T battle Verb. This we got to talk about that Gorilla Four.
Yeah.
We gonna talk about that. And Posey, that reminds me. This Friday is Fan Friday. Last Friday of the month will be the fan show. So if you are a fan in the live and participating on the YouTube, join the Discord. Because when you join the Discord, you have access to us, and we can plug you right in. So it's gonna be fan debates. Fan topics. I know fans lined up to kill me. Fans definitely want to kill you, Rome. And Polo, they got rounds for you as well.
Nah, I'm undefeated, niggas, man. I'm 3,000 yes. and
0. 3,000 and 0. Niggas ain't fucking with Posey, man. Posey make you look crazy. Him and Drew.
I love the common niggas. I love the common niggas, so I don't have no beast. Love right. my common niggas.
Right.
I'm,
so,
I'm 3,000 and 0 against you keyboards, man.
Against you keyboards. All right, they about to write their rounds tonight for you. There will be a barbershop session coming soon for the folks that are in the Patreon. So make sure you sign up for that. We're gonna be breaking down a lot of shit, and it's gonna be some heavy Sharifing after this little Black Panther. Like, some of y'all have been writing these essays. I appreciate it, but y'all, some of y'all, I got to talk to y'all. So we gonna go off of that.
I got one more question, man. Is Lodi Lux's next battle, is he wearing a Black Panther mask?
Hope so. T'Challa.
No, man, no.
To Lux. To Lux. Like,
he expecting the answer.
T'Poshrophe Lux.
Yo, facts. How surprised would you be if Lodi Lux showed up in a whole Black Panther costume? How surprised would you be? Would that even be surprising?
Nah, it low key wouldn't, man. It would.
Until that nigga start rapping, and then you're gonna forget about all that. Like, yeah, this nigga's still nice. It's still Lux rapping. Like, so So but on that note right there, man, we can cap it right here. Shout out to everybody that is in the live today with the YouTube and combined with the Discord, somewhere around 250. You know what I mean? That is super dope on a motherfucking good Wednesday. I'm a little drunk. All right, nigga. Man. Now you check your calendar to see if you got to do shit tomorrow. I don't really got much going on.
All damn night, man.
Yeah. So shout out to all y'all. I'm gonna be in the society chat after this. Hit us up on Twitter at Black Compass Media. Hit Rome up at Rome DMV. Hit Polo up at Billionaire Polo. Hit Drizzy up at I Am Drizzy. And send your hate mail for Posey to me, and I'll make sure he gets it. And shout out to y'all, man. Word. We up out of here.
That's a fact. Salute to the society.
Salute, man.
Word, man. Society shit, man. Peace out. Good time.